In W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. As new storms hit Northern California, the Santa Cruz Mountains see severe flooding washing into the valleys. 32,000 residents urged to evacuate. KCBS's Keith Menconi is in the coastal town of SoCal.
I spoke with Marcus Brundle, who was one of those who managed to leave his mobile home park in time. He says just in the nick of time, because it looks like his evacuation route was about to get flooded just as he was leaving.
Well, I'm sleep deprived, so I'm just not really responding to reality at the moment. I'm just in a daze.
An evacuation order is in effect in Montecito and surrounding canyons. As first reported by CBS News, the Department of Justice is reviewing documents marked classified and found at an office once used by President Biden at the think tank he started when he was vice president. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Republicans responded to the news.
I wonder, is the National Archives going to raid the White House or raid the Biden Center?
This development comes as the Justice Department is investigating former President Trump's handling of classified documents, with over 300 found at Mar-a-Lago. The FBI seized some of the documents after the former president failed to comply with multiple requests to return them for over a year.
More details about last week's shooting of an elementary school teacher inside a classroom in Newport News, Virginia. The alleged gunman is a six-year-old boy. The teacher is now stable after being shot in the upper chest. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
LaWanda Sample Rusk was in the school office waiting to pick up her grandkids when Zwarner came in for help.
She fainted on the floor, and then it scared me, and I just thought, I knew I screamed.
This is the fourth shooting involving a six-year-old since 2000. Last year, there were more than 300 school shootings. In the majority of those incidents, a student or staff member was shot.
Dozens more infants have died since Fisher-Price recalled its Rock and Play sleeper nearly 4 years ago, prompting federal safety officials once again to warn families against using the product.
The newborn Rock and Play sleeper is the perfect spot.
Fisher-Price originally recalled 4.7 million sleepers in April 2019 after more than 30 infants died from rolling onto their stomach while unrestrained inside the device.
And the rocking motion is wonderfully smooth.
Since then, about 70 additional deaths have been reported, says the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
That's CBS's Matt Piper reporting. Southwest Airlines has announced five executive promotions, none involving the highest-ranking jobs at the airline, and it comes after the airline's holiday meltdown when a storm hit. Southwest says the shuffling will improve its operations by bringing schedule design and schedule execution closer together. A spokesman says no one is getting demoted. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Look closely.
That's all it says.
That's all it says. Number 25, a simple way to slightly improve your life. Look closely. What do you think that means?
I think whoever was assigned that, did not finish that assignment.
Look closely feels a little too vague to really implement into your daily routine.
What? Nigel, are you the one who put look closely on the list?
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Rapids, Wausau, Amory, Oshkosh, Richland Center, our home base, downtown Waukesha, Madison tonight, wherever you are streaming, and if you're listening later. And a very, very happy birthday to my partner in crime, Jane Matinere.
Thank you so much.
Do you feel older?
Yes. Every day, Kristen, every day I feel older. No, it's fine. It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's fun. It's a fun day. We can celebrate you.
Oh, thanks.
My brother has a January birthday. His birthday is on the 14th. Did you never like your birthday because it was so close to the holidays?
Yeah, it sucked.
And it was like all the fun parts of the winter is now put behind us, even though it's basically just started.
You know, it's like week after New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
After New Year's Day. And I think everybody's kind of done with overeating and over drinking, and it's like, oh yeah, it's you.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, it's you. I mean, it's certainly better than a Christmas Eve or Christmas Day birthday, because those people really get.
But it's hard to rile people up to do something celebratory.
Yeah, in January,
celebrate it a lot.
Does Ben feel the same way?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll talk more about that later. But happy birthday!
Thank you so much.
We have three very great guests today that I'm super excited about. So Allison Madison from Wisconsin Saltwise Program. She's the Wisconsin Saltwise Program Manager. Because I just heard about this, I think as a lot of us did. There's an article circulating in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that's based off of a study report that the DNR did that among our many water issues, now road salt is one of them. And how much road salt is getting into our fresh water and our streams, our rivers, our lakes, and how really detrimental that is, not only for the species that live in the water, but even for us if it gets into our drinking water.
Sure.
Because of the combination of the things that make salt, chloride and sodium, both of which have different consequences. And so Allison will be joining to talk more about what the problem is. And also some of the education that Wisconsin Saltwise does as far as helping municipalities, but also residents, of how much salt do you really need to put down? I know you're trying to avoid a lawsuit and not have anyone slip on your sidewalk, but do you really need as much as you think you do?
Some people really do go crazy.
You're like, I'm not getting sued.
Yeah, I know. And there's always that you really don't want someone to slip and fall on your property,
yeah, of course.
You know, but some people, when Barkley was still alive, because it affects dogs' paws.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets in between their pads, and it's really bad for them. And sometimes we would walk in the street just to avoid, the salt on the sidewalks.
Yeah. So we're going to talk more about that at 12. Then at 12:30, Senator Melissa Agard is going to join us. She is the newly elected Senate Democratic leader. And it caught my eye because she said that she's very interested in trying to get Democrats out in the districts that are kind of a stronghold for Republicans.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean, regardless of our maps, we still need to be, that Democrats still need to be out there. And also just kind of get her thoughts on a new legislative session, what the priorities are, how do you work as the minority leader, all of that. So that'll be at 12:30. And then at 1, Omar Sheikh, who is the owner of the Third Street Market Hall and Carnivore, is going to join us because this year, month marks a year, the year anniversary of the Third Street Market
Hall.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a year.
Wow.
Have you been yet?
I have.
It's great.
Yeah, it really is great. And it's so nice to see a whole bunch of activity in that space. Because when I moved back to Milwaukee, Grand Avenue was it. That was happening.
And I mean, granted, I'm even old enough that when we would come shopping, back to school shopping, we would go to the Grand Avenue Mall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was still, I mean, this would be in the 90s. It was still a full mall. And so, yeah, it's really cool. And I think just getting his insight on the newly coined entertainment district and the downtown area of Milwaukee, Wisconsin Ave, and kind of all the new things that are happening to kind of restore this very historic, once bustling area in Milwaukee that until kind of the Avenue opened up, and I think the new symphony orchestra theater opened up, like, it was a little dead.
Yeah.
But now they're kind of bringing it back to life.
And wonderful to see.
Yes, absolutely. So that will be at 1. But to start off today's show, I think we just got to go for it. I think we just got to go and talk about...
Well, we'd like to ignore it, but you just can't.
The end of the Packers season. Did you watch last night?
I watched the first score. And then I went to bed and I wrote a book. I read a book.
I was going to say, you wrote a book.
Yes, nice. It's done. My novel is out later today.
Impressive Sunday evening.
It's just called Jane.
All right. Well, my question to you, anyone who's listening, is... what feels worse, choking in the playoffs or not making the playoffs?
Ooh.
844-967-2789. What feels worse, not making the playoffs or choking in like the NFC Championship? I'm going to go with it feels worse choking in the NFC Championship.
Really?
I think I was much more upset and emotionally invested the last couple years when we made it. Last year, obviously, we did not make it to the NFC Championship, but the 2 years prior to that, like every year that we've gotten close and the anticipation is there and it feels like we're going to get it. And then the letdown because there's like more to lose versus it. To me, it kind of feels like we even getting in there this year really would have been by the skin of our teeth. And like, did we deserve it? I don't know. And I feel like that was what last night's game was. It showed that even had we won, I'm pretty sure we would have gotten smashed by San Francisco. And do we really, as someone who has a lot of friends who are San Francisco 49er fans, I don't need that again.
I don't want to live through that. Thank you, no.
I don't need them to remind me once again that they beat us again in the playoffs. And, you know, there was moments of, you know, that catch that Watson had, which was, I don't know how he caught that ball, consider it was a flag for pass interference, and he caught the ball for like a 45-yard catch, and it was an insane catch. And there was like just mere glimmers of maybe we could pull this off. But also because the Lions, they already knew going into the game that they weren't going to make it to the playoffs because the Seahawks had won.
So they had nothing to lose.
So they had nothing to lose, except they had everything to gain to make sure they were the dagger that made sure we didn't make it.
Well, gee, you must wonder if someone's words, I own you.
No, that was he.
Oh, that's Chicago.
That's Chicago.
Yeah,
to be
but
fair.
Still.
But the Lions social media team did put out a video of every time Rodgers said something like a little bit of a dig towards the Lions, they just ended it with 8-9. 8 and 9. Ouch. And all the little arrogant things that Rodgers said along the way. And which is fair. This is part of the game. You smack talk a little bit. They beat us. They looked good. And we now get to focus on the Bucks or do whatever it is we do once the season is over. But I have to admit that I don't think I'm as upset as I've been in the past when we have lost later in the season into the playoffs. I'm kind of like, well, it was a nice, there was a, like the beginning of the storybook was happening of the like, oh, we had a 4-week winning streak and things were starting to mesh and people were starting to look good. And like Joe Barry got his defense together and there was all this stuff that maybe we could go on a winning streak and this could be out of nowhere. We make it to the Super Bowl. This is the year. Out of all the years we've looked so good all season, this is the year we make it back to the Super Bowl under Aaron Rodgers in his last year, maybe last year. But that's the other thing now is I didn't watch the game thinking, well, if we lose, this is Aaron Rodgers. This could be Aaron Rodgers' last game.
Final season.
It wasn't until we actually lost and the way he and Randall Cobb left the field kind of arm in arm. And I didn't see them. They, because the announcers were talking about how both of them were pretty emotional during the national anthem. And then after the game and we lost and they walked off, they kind of had their arms around each other. Rodgers kind of pat Cobb's head a little bit. And that's, which is my own, I don't know, because I was distracted and working on today's show or doing whatever. But that, it was really then that I was like, oh, he may be done. In the like, there was something captured in of the emotion between the two of them. And because they are such good friends,
right,
that they almost felt like they're, if you told me there was some unspoken thing that they knew this was it. Because the truth is, Rodgers wasn't that good this season.
No, he wasn't.
And so for so many seasons, it was like he carried the team and he was able to make these miraculous plays that were like, how did you do this? But it wasn't Aaron Rodgers that necessarily kept us at like basically a 500 season. Like it was almost, even last night, there were so many passes that were like, where
is he throwing?
It's so unlike what you're used to seeing, the precision of which he throws. And game after game of overthrowing it, or even he had this pass to Dylan because it looked like he was going to run it in at last night. And I thought he was going to pass it to Dylan. He did pass it to Dylan, but it was behind him. And it made me think of exactly when Paul Noonan was on last week and he explained what RPO is, which is the run pass option. And all I could think was him explaining that last week of we have no good RPO. And then I asked him to explain it. And this is my bragging opportunity, because on the family thread, I said that to my brother, who probably knows a lot more about football than I do. He goes, well, what's RPO? He said, run play offense. I said, run play option. And he goes, that makes more sense.
Hello.
Because we were awful at converting to the third down, to the fourth down. And we were awful at getting the ball over the goal line to actually score a touchdown. So let me know, what feels worse, not making it to the playoffs or choking in the playoffs? 844-967-2789. We're going to take our first break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the fresh Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 30 overnight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 38. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance of snow showers. Lows dip down to about 28. A dusting of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are talking about the last time we will talk about the Packers until the fall and the fact that we will not be making it to the playoffs despite a very hopeful run of a four-game winning streak and how good we looked against the Vikings. But we could not bring that intensity to what ended up being our season finale last night. I have said that I feel like this doesn't feel as bad as going into playoffs, winning, make it to the NFC Championship as we have so many times, and then choking. This feels like, well, did we really deserve to even be this close to getting to the playoffs anyways after this season? But you got some on the text line?
From the 262, I would rather make the playoffs and lose to the 49ers again.
Okay, there you go. If you tell me what you think. 844-967-2789. Is it worse to choke in the playoffs or not make the playoffs? And so I put this up to my social media for As Goes Wisconsin, which you can follow on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. For now, we're gonna do that story tomorrow. Governor Evers said that TikTok on state
right.
devices.
Right.
But there's another. This is a teaser for tomorrow. There was another thing that was banned because it was seen as a national security threat that someone reminded me of. Oh. Do you remember what it was?
I'm drawing a blank.
It was Furbies.
Really?
Yeah. But we're going to talk about that tomorrow. I don't want to get too derailed. So tune back tomorrow. But on my Twitter poll right now, about 61% of people said it feels worse to choke in the playoffs. 34% say not making the playoffs. Another 4 said other. I'm sure those people who don't necessarily care about the game. But some of the comments I've gotten so far, losing to the Lions is the worst part.
Well, I was going to say, I've always felt like for a long time, it's been the lowly Lions. The Lions haven't much in a long time.
I don't know enough, and this would have been something to get Paul or JR or one of our pundits on, as far as the talks of Campbell, who is the Lions coach, and he has kind of like unorthodox ways, but I've seen a lot of comments on Twitter and stuff last night as far as what he's done with the team and what hadn't it's worked.
Oh.
And I would also say, you know, Jamal Williams, who was a Packer, and I feel like we didn't grab the audio of this was, I think, last year when people were talking about how is he feeling to play against playing the Packers? And he had some funny clip as far as say something along the lines like, they didn't want me. Like, I'm fine. Like, I'm the, you know, but it's fine now. But last night, he had an incredible game. He you know, his breakout season. This was his breakout season at his old team's expense. And so he crossed 1,000 rushing yards for the first time in his career.
Wow.
In the first half.
Wow.
He had 2 rushing touchdowns to break Barry Sanders' franchise record with 17 this season. Sanders had 16 rushing touchdowns in 1991. And he had, you know, it was Jair Alexander a couple weeks ago had an incredible post-game interview. And then this one, Jamal Williams last night went from so emotional to so hilarious on a dime. And so let's just play that quickly.
You set the franchise record. You broke Barry Sanders' record. What does that mean to you?
My great-grandfather died on me. I'll just dedicate this to him. I'm just grateful to do this for him. My grandfather, he was 92, but I'm just grateful for him to be in my life, and I'm grateful to be able to play football and do this for him. So there's a lot of memories, a lot of emotion happening right now, but I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to be able to play this game for my great-grandfather, and I'm glad that he's looking down on me. I know I'm making him proud.
You said this ball's for him?
Yeah, this is for him. Another thing, stop playing us, man. We the Detroit Lions. We the Detroit Lions. Stop playing with us. I don't even watch TV, but I heard everybody already picked the Packers over us. Stop playing with us. That's all I gotta say, man. Don't let these tears fool you. It's all dog around this mug. I'm good.
Former Packer right here. I saw you talking to Aaron Rodgers for quite a bit after. What'd you guys say?
Man, I just appreciate him for my first 4 years in the league of just showing me how to be a professional. Love you too, buddy. Just showing me how to be a professional and just showing me how the league works and, you know, how to go about your business the right way. So I just gave him his appreciation of just showing me as a vet.
Stop playing with us. Stop playing with us.
We're dogs. Lions. We're dogs here, man.
That sounds like PJ Tucker. We dogs, man.
Yep. Yep.
So it's a bummer. It's more fun to win, but it's not like we've won the whole enchilada in a while. And so inevitably this pain has always come, at least in the last 10 years. And I don't know. I kind of feel like I'd rather do it now.
Rather end it now?
I'd rather end it now and get my Sunday back than, you know,
get
the
squashed.
Anticipation and then get squashed and get potentially embarrassed in San Francisco again. And so, I don't know. And now this just leaves the endless... Now this ushers in the endless discussion of what happens with Aaron Rodgers.
What happened to Aaron?
Well, what happened, but also what happens.
Sure.
As far as does this... Because he went out... If this is it, he went out how Brett Favre went out. As far as his last play as a Packer being an interception.
Oh, wow.
If it's it. If this is it.
If this is it.
It's hard for me... I don't know. Because it's as far as what's best versus his legacy and what he would choose to do based on, do you go, if he's not the same player that he was, does he go try to start again at a different team?
Favre tried.
He did. And, or does he try to play one more season here to have a better season be his last season? I don't know, but we're probably going to hear about it endlessly.
Absolutely.
Both on this station and probably other stations as far as what happens now. But for now, it is over. And now I don't know who I cheer for in this playoff run. I feel like the Bills have become the sweethearts now that Damar Hamlin is better. He's on Instagram. So, all right. Well, when we come back, other headlines. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. In stormy California, Governor Gavin Newsom urges people to stay home, but in the Wilton area of Sacramento, evacuation orders have been issued, and these residents say...
If you see that evacuation warning, don't take it lightly. Honestly, yeah. Make sure you are prepared, and just when it's time to go, go. Don't second-guess anything.
As first reported by CBS News, the Justice Department is reviewing documents marked as classified and found in an office dating back to President Biden's VP days. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy responds.
He's classified, and what has he said about The other president had a classified document.
The teacher, who Newport News, Virginia police say was shot by a six-year-old student, is improving. School Superintendent George Parker says Richneck Elementary will be closed for the week.
We do not have a timeline at this time for school operations to begin at Richneck Elementary. We want to work on the mental health of our staff and really build out a plan with their input.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's the news. Coming to you every hour on the hour.
Here's the news.
The weather's fine, but there may be a meteor shower.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on this Monday, January 9th. And it's time for some more news. We talked about the Packers, but just like the season, it's time to move on.
That's right.
And it's also, well, go ahead.
Pretend it never happened.
No, you know, can't pretend. You know, no, I know. Be happy that it happened. I do feel, I was scrolling through Instagram on the break and.
Are people distressed?
No, there's other people who felt the same way that I did, where there is a frustration that Aaron was not as good as he's been, and is it time for him to go, and being excited for Jordan Love, and it frees up all this money if he's not sucking it all up. And both things can be true, that if it's it, that's also sad. You know?
End of an era.
End of an era. All right. Well, because we have to follow up, because we spent so much time talking about this last week. We have a Speaker of the House.
Remarkably.
After 5 days, 15 ballots, several very tense moments, including something that looked like it could have turned into a fight. The California lawmaker was elected Speaker of the House early Saturday morning. Of course, I'm talking about Kevin McCarthy. He got his wish.
His biggest dream realized.
We'll see if it's everything he dreamed it would be.
Well, he's given everything away.
I know.
I mean, talk about stripping yourself of your own powers. It's remarkable.
But he can finally use that Speaker of the House template that you know he got made ages ago. And so it was 15 rounds, 216 votes. So it wasn't even the 218 because six Republicans who previously opposed him voted present and still didn't vote for him. Hakeem Jeffries ended with 212 votes, and more than a dozen Republican holdouts flipped their votes to support McCarthy amid an emerging deal that includes reinstating a House rule to allow any single member to call a vote to oust the Speaker from the office.
Well, and we talked about this last week. He's not going to last a month. He'll be there 2 months. Tops.
I don't know.
And he's gone.
Because it already starts today as far as the gridlock. I mean, it's one thing to have gridlock amongst the two parties, but to have a faction of the party where on any of these votes you can only ever give up four. And today, literally, I mean, they may have already even started. They're voting on a rules package that determines how the chamber will operate during this term. And so this is basically where all the concessions that McCarthy made come into play. So it's like what we just said, any lawmaker to call for the speaker's removal at any time. Not that that won't be distracting anytime that comes up for a vote, federal spending cuts, a 72-hour window for members to read bills before voting. And I guess there's also something about a commitment to vote on term limits for lawmakers, which is actually one thing that this is always an ongoing debate, and there's some people that I'm always surprised at by who says putting term limits on is undemocratic, like let people who vote for who they're going to vote for. But I'm very much, and this is probably a tough topic for a different day, I'm very much in favor of term limits for these guys. The fact that Chuck Grassley and Dianne Feinstein and some of these people have just been in, even Ron Kind, who just finally stepped down, like, that's too long. It's too long.
Chuck Grassley and Dianne Feinstein combined are like 300 years old. And in corporations, it's my understanding that in corporate America, there is a ceiling. And when you get to like 65 or 67, you're done as CEO. You can be something else, but there are, within some businesses, I believe there are mandatory ceilings, mandatory retirement ceilings.
Well, there certainly are with like pilots. There are different industries. I don't know if it is so much with CEOs versus potentially the board votes you out, but I don't think there's an actual threshold where like, well, this is how old you are, goodbye.
Okay.
But there's with certain professions, there certainly are. I think even like mail carriers, but pilots. Like, I remember talking about this last year when we were just like the octogenarian, like between our Supreme Court, like our courts, our Congress, our presidency, like how much outsized power people who are, it's not even 65, it's like 75 and older of people who the average citizen is very much retired at that point. And some of these people are getting to like the culmination of their power. And I'm not going to say anything. Like, there's certain people, I think there's something when you work that long and you keep your mind sharp, that there's exceptions to everything. But in general, how out of touch you are with generations that are much younger than you.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of different things.
And but, you consider the bubbles that they live in.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other issue. But yes, we will talk about that again.
We will talk about that again. But yes, so while the initial entry chaos is over, it's also just beginning.
Much more chaos to come.
I think that this, the standoff and the negotiations within their own party that we saw last week is going to be on almost everything.
Well, and for the Republicans who have always supported McCarthy and supported McCarthy through all of these votes, they can't be very happy that he's given away all of these concessions to the most extreme members like Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. I can't think that they're delighted by all of this.
No, absolutely not. But we will keep you posted as things happen. I'm going to quickly just note. So, as what is it called?
B triple C. The B triple C's, yes.
So the B triple C's, which is the bad carton of cottage cheese.
Thank you.
And there was, I saw this in the Daily Tribune for Wisconsin Rapids, that Devin Lemieux, who is the majority leader for the state Senate, started to make it sound like he had some, there could start to be some concessions made as far as moving forward with some of these appointees, like different secretaries and stuff like that. But maybe not the DNR.
Gee, why would that be?
So, as a reminder, finally, Fred Prehn stepped down from after 20 months of overstaying his expiration date on the DNR board. And there's two different, Noss and Adams, who are supposed to be
on that board.
On that board. But even now, this was the quote from the article. I think the title of the article is Senate Leader Lemieux forecast confirmation votes on key Evers appointments, but cast doubt on DNR picks. And this was his quote. It seems like a couple of the appointments to the DNR board may be a little more political than our caucus might be in favor of. People who maybe don't have the background needed to be on the DNR board, so I think we'll have to take a very close look at those.
Wait.
Reminder, Fred Prehn is a dentist and a gun store owner. Go ahead. You want to get it out?
That's infuriating.
Well, because, and I'm trying to get this up, but I'm running into a payroll wall right now, but both candidates that Evers appointed have basically like an entire career dedicated to conservation.
And well, they have no experience, Kristen.
But they're political. They don't have the experience we need. Our caucus would like on the DNR board.
They don't have the qualification. We need more dental hygienists on the DNR board and more just gun owners on the DNR board. Come on, people.
So that may, Fred Prehn might not be there, but it could continue to sit empty.
Well, we're going to be talking a little bit later about Wisconsin water.
Yes.
And how it's very important and the quality of our water and all things like that. And I would think people who want clean water and don't want PFAS in our water and poison in our water may have reason to check in with some of these Republicans who don't want to, you know, do anything.
Ooh, yes. So I just found that quote to be a little hilarious in that.
Too political.
So speaking of making everything political, I saw this last week. So Madison East, which was not the high school I went to. I went to Madison West. Kind of surprised this hasn't happened at Madison West, knowing what kind of high school that is. But student planned drag show at Madison East draws right wing outrage, because of course it did. So a student planned family friendly drag show at East High School in Madison caught wind on the right wing social medias. And of course, it was first highlighted by the Beacons of Free Speech over at Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty.
I sense sarcasm there.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's the basis is that some handful of their lawsuits last year all had to do with freedom of speech, but it was basically your freedom of speech to be a bigot. And then when it comes to freedom of speech of dressing up as a opposite gender, We can't protect that.
No,
we can't protect that. But the East High's principal, Mickey Smith, had in her newsletter mentioning the event. And a newsletter was shared last Thursday. And then Libs of TikTok, which I don't think it's actually an anonymous account, because I remember at some point last year, I think the Washington Post outed I think it's a woman who's in charge of this. It's like a Twitter account, and I think it's probably on different platforms, too, but it's also what Ben Shapiro just has made his whole show, which is taking culture war-type social media things and blasting it to their very conservative audience. And the thing is, you'd think that a group like Will would have learned their lesson after Kiel, Wisconsin last year, and after they blasted their lawsuit about three kids bullying another kid, and then the Title IX investigation getting launched because of it, and then peddling just one side of the story to, like, Laura Ingraham and Newsmax. And lo and behold, people in that audience sometimes do extreme things like bomb threats. And so I just... So now this, I don't think that, I haven't seen anything that the event is canceled. It's just that it's
on the radar.
It's
now.
On the radar. It got targeted. And so it's put on by the gender and sexuality and GSA. So gender and, it used to be the Gay Straight Alliance. Now it's the Gender and Sexuality Alliance. It's different than when I was in high school. Of course I was in that. And it just, it's so interesting to me because simultaneously I saw another thing at UW-Madison campus launched. Uncensored America launches at UW-Madison. So what is Uncensored America? Uncensored America is a group that puts on live events that bolsters free speech. So like debates, but you read their website and the website is very much of like anti-wokeness, anti-political correctness. We should be able to say what we want. And I agree with that. But that goes both ways. Like, if you don't want to be, if you're upset that, like, your edgy joke gets upset some people, you have to be okay that drag shows happen and they're going to upset some people. Don't go.
You know, there are a bunch of bills that are getting floated around in various state houses also that would completely make it illegal to do any entertainment featuring drag performers. So we're talking about things like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Is that like in, so they couldn't air the movie?
I'm assuming. I haven't delved into it that deeply, but think about, I mean, no musical productions. So if there's a musical version of Mrs. Doubtfire, Robin Williams was in drag. Peter Pan. Has Mary always Martin. Been played by a woman. Always. Shakespeare had any woman was portrayed by a man because women weren't allowed on stage.
Yeah, I just, it's like, just don't go. Why is this so offensive? I mean, whatever. It's offensive for you for whatever reason. It's offensive to you. But why are you, for the people who probably simultaneously claim freedom all the time of their ability to not wear masks or go where they want, do what they want, just let other people have their freedom to put on entertainment shows and just don't go. Why is this so hard to wrap your head around? All right. Well, when we come back at the Rose Bowl, we have a little Wisconsin representation. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 30
overnight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 38. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance of snow showers. Lows dip down to about 28. A dusting of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Reminder that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic that you think we should talk about, have an idea for a guest we should have on, or if you just have general feedback for us, or if you want to wish Jane a happy birthday, do that at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. So I saw, you know, let's end the hour on some good news.
Yeah, something positive.
Because I didn't know this happened until after it happened, but a Northwoods marching band were honored with a surprise pep rally because they performed at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, very cool. And it's like a whole bunch of schools.
Yeah, so it's 45 students from Wausau East, and they joined a 400-member collective of musicians from 8 North Central Wisconsin high schools. So I think all 400 were Wisconsin kids from a variety of different schools. And they performed in the parade in California.
So cool.
As part of the New Year's celebration that leads up to the Rose Bowl. And the band was created last year with an aim of making it to the parade. So they were, I guess, this like collaboration, coalition, whatever you want to call it, as far as, you know, because usually probably have your school band, which I'm assuming for a lot of, I don't know. I mean, I know Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln is pretty big, but I don't know for the consolidation of schools how big any of the
smaller communities are going to have.
Yeah, like the more northern communities, like if they just drive further so they can have a bigger school or if some of the schools are really small. But I would imagine there's not a ton of, if any, because even West, I don't think we had a marching band. We did have a band. I don't think there was 400 kids in it. 400 kids is a lot. It's a big band.
We had 400 kids in our high school class.
Yeah, there you go. Hartford?
Yep.
Yep. But, you know, it was, can you imagine, like, as a high school student, get to fly, especially if you're from Northern California, and I don't want to put stereotypes
Northern
on
Wisconsin.
It. Northern Wisconsin. But getting to fly to California. And did you ever make it to any of the Rose Bowls when the many times that the Badgers have gone?
No, I never did.
We went, my parents went in 94? And they didn't take us. And then when we went back in 97, I was in seventh grade. There's some great pictures of me with like braces. And I used to do this thing with my hair, like Minnie Mouse type. Like it'd slick my hair back, but instead of just like one bun, I'd put them in two. I don't know. That was not a very good look.
Oh, we got to see pictures of this.
But we went then. And then when we lived in California, we just went to the parade a couple times. But regardless of what you like, the college football, if you don't care, the Rose Bowl parade is one of the most impressive parades because literally everything that the criteria to have a float in the Rose Bowl parade is everything on it has to be grown. So it has to be a plant. It has to be flowers, like everything. There is no plastic. There is no, maybe it's wood because it comes from trees. But as far as everything on there has to be a natural decorative piece.
That's and so crazy.
The how beautiful these floats are. I mean, don't get me wrong. Macy Parade, Thanksgiving Parade, it's fun. But the floats themselves compared to this, I'm so much more impressed with the Rose Bowl Parade floats.
Think of the hundreds and hundreds of hours it takes to make these things. And I'm also assuming that you can't pre-assemble too much Because they're going to go bad.
Totally.
You know?
I mean, the push that happens probably in the first 2 weeks. And I never went. My mom went a couple times to the hangar where they're making them. And the millions of flowers and the color coordinated and everything. She actually, I never went with her. But in the week prior when they're putting this all together, just the operation that is set up is...
It must be wild.
It must be wild. So... Anyways, so but on their return last week, they held a pep rally, like a surprise pep rally for all the kids who went, and I just think that's so fun. Like, what a great like opportunity to give young musicians, right? Because I was thinking about this when we went to the symphony the other night and saw them play along with the Ghostbusters and all the incredible musicians we have in the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, and just the ability to foster that love of music, and also the fact that there are pathways to being a musician as a living. And so when you go out there, and I'm sure they saw other marching bands, they saw college marching bands, and what that can lead to, what a great goal to set up and say, we're going to create this high school collaborative
coalition
between 8 different high schools in Wisconsin and get 400 students. I mean, I'm also wondering, like, what was it like to rehearse?
I was thinking about that, too.
It's not like you can just, with a marching band, it's not like you can just rehearse your music and then have some, you know, rehearsals all together and everyone's on beat and everyone has the music memorized. You have to practice your formation. You have to practice your marching. And so I'm so curious to see what the rehearsal schedule was like and how far these kids were having to drive across all the different regions from the different 8 schools.
And really just the dedication it took, because I'm sure they practiced for a year. It was organized about a year ago. That's a lot of dedication. And also thank you to the parents who probably had to schlep these kids back and forth with their French horns, God knows how many miles, to make sure that they could get to practice. So it's just a wonderful story all the way around. It really is.
Absolutely. And so here are some of the other schools. So we said Wausau East. Then there was DC Everest and Mosinee, also from the Wausau area. Merrill, Antigo, Minocqua's Lakeland, Eagle River's Northland Pines, and Oneida County's Three Lakes High schools. And so that's a drive from
Eagle River's not close to anything.
Eagle River and Minocqua are at least close to each other, but like that's a haul.
That is a haul.
And so the students got a day to rehearse and a day at the beach for the performance. And they made the most of their Southern California weather. I wonder how many of them were in shorts. This is actually at the end of the article. So I found this on WPR. Because I told the story recently of when my dad and I went out there for the first time in 2003, and it was November, and he was in shorts, and everyone in California, or at least in LA, was like, it's cold. And so this is also, it was funny because everyone was a huge snow puffer jackets, all the Californians. We were all in shorts and a t-shirt and sunglasses, even when it was overcast. We were like, oh my gosh, it's almost 60 degrees.
60, woot!
Meanwhile, today it is 39. Which is not bad.
It's really not, actually. And the sun is out, too.
All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to talk to Allison Madison from Wisconsin Saltwise about maybe easing up on the salt. Even when it's pretty icy, you might not need as much as you think you do. And so maybe pull it back because you might be poisoning our water. No big deal. All right. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.